Oregon's exams for reading and math used to be all multiple choice. The new Smarter Balance tests are not. Nowhere is that more obvious than a part of the test called the performance task.
It is the most different, and it's the most different in terms of a test, but it's not really the most different in terms of everyday learning.
Kesley Down teaches at Springfield's Hamlin Middle School. Her students often do projects where they have to read, analyze information, and write about it. Those are the skills the performance task aims to measure. Its research project meets standardized test. Back in early March, Down was teaching research and writing while prepping students for this new kind of test. The performance task starts out being different for teachers. They spend half an hour walking students step by step through terms and concepts that will be on this new test.
We were trying it on for the first time, too. And a scripted lesson is always a little difficult to kind of, you know, as a teacher, to take something that's just, you know, step one, and having to read it that way was a little difficult.
Then students study lengthy articles so they can answer brief and long-form questions. But Down laments that students couldn't do those steps on the computer like they will on the actual test. Smarter Balanced and other vendors offer interim assessments that students can take online, but they're not free and can take hours. Some schools are using those, but not Hamlin Middle School. These lengthy online assessments also tie up a school's limited number of computers. That's true even in Springfield, where voters passed a bond with more than $13 million for technology. Sue Rieke-Smith is assistant superintendent.
I think we're in a better place now than we were before the bond. Is it adequate? No. And do we need to continue to close the gap? Absolutely.
In the meantime, administrators want teachers to focus less on how the test works and more on what it is assessing, reading, research, and writing. Back in Kesley Down's room, sixth graders are in groups doing research. Students also worked in groups on the recent performance task practice. They researched animals that help people with disabilities. Sixth grader Stephanie Constantino recalls the essay portion had her composing an argument about the animals.
We have to get things from each source and make a paragraph out of it and explain our reasons.
Down says the performance task demands skills that students are working to develop.
You need those the skills or the tools, such as two-column notes, reading, and citing their evidence, and making sure that they can prove what they think and why.
But students also learned something else. The multi-day research exercise, with its new vocabulary, unfamiliar subject matter, and difficult questions, is going to seem daunting. Sixth grader Kimberly Alvarez thought so.
Well, probably when you first look at it, you'll probably think it's really hard, but once you get the hang of it, it'll kind of get easy.
Easy? We'll see. These are lengthy, complex tests requiring stronger computer skills than Oregon's old multiple choice exams. No one really knows how students will do, but state officials are preparing for bad news. They project just 40% of sixth graders will pass the language arts exam. I'm Rob Manning reporting.
Okay, same skill.